Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We tend to think that phobias are by definition irrational. Arnold Wilkins, professor of psychology at the University of Essex, discusses the evolutionary and rational roots of an uncommon phobia, the fear of holes.
One day a colleague of mine told me about a phobia he has. He's afraid of holes. A single hole is not a problem, but a cluster of holes is. He gets the creeps from a cheese grater or a honeycomb or a crumpet, or indeed from pictures of these objects. So he decided to investigate this phenomenon. It's called trypophobia. It turns out that trypophobia is quite common and occurs in about 5% of the population. Clusters of holes or pictures of holes simply gross people out. When we analysed the pictures mathematically, we found that their mathematical properties differed from those of most other images, particularly images from nature. The trypophobic pictures had characteristics that made them very easy to pick out and intrinsically uncomfortable to look at, in exactly the same way as modern art can be very uncomfortable. We'd previously found that modern art can be uncomfortable to look at because of the same mathematical property of the images. So then we turned to pictures of other phobic objects, pictures of snakes and pictures of spiders, which are associated with some of the most common phobias. These images also had characteristics that made them both easy to pick out and intrinsically uncomfortable to look at. We got the same result with pictures of skin disorders, which are images that make most of us feel queasy. It was when we tried pictures of highly poisonous animals and found the same thing again that we realised what might be going on. Humans have obviously evolved to avoid poisonous animals and skin diseases. So we think humans may have developed a visual mechanism that picks out objects that pose a threat very quickly. So quickly that we know something is a threat before we even know what it is. Perhaps it's this overactive early warning system that's responsible for the phobia.
That was Arnold Wilkins of the University of Essex. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.